Here in Washington, U.S. senators are considering a way to cut down on a huge source of political money in the last presidential campaign. So-called 527 groups spent millions of dollars. As legally independent groups, they were able to ignore the limits on campaign contributions that applied to candidates and political parties. Now there's an effort to crack down, and though many Republican senators have opposed campaign finance changes in the past, Republican Trent Lott of Mississippi says he'll try to move quickly now. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Senator Lott, a Mississippi Republican, says his Rules Committee will have a bill ready for action within the month. At a hearing on the bill yesterday, Lott's first witness was Senator John McCain, the Arizona Republican who spearheaded the last campaign finance overhaul. McCain said that that legislation drove the millionaires' money out of the political parties, but the money migrated to independent 527 organizations.
25 wealthy individuals accounted for $146 million. This included 10 donors that gave at least $4 million each, and two donors who contribute over $20 million.
The 527s walk a thin line. When they talk to the Internal Revenue Service, they insist they engage in pure politics, not issue advocacy. That gets them a tax exemption under Section 527 of the tax code. Then they turn around and tell the Federal Election Commission they're not trying to affect federal elections. That lets them avoid the federal limits on contributions and spending. Last year, 527 groups hammered the presidential nominees, and members of Congress took note. They're thinking ahead to the next time they'll be on the ballot themselves. Utah Republican Robert Bennett said that with wealthy, independent voices in the debate, he foresees a day when the actual candidate could become irrelevant.
As the campaign is fought out between well-funded groups that have their own agendas, their own financing sources, and their own view of how a campaign ought to be run, and they can overwhelm the individual candidate in his or her ability to get the real message out.
But independent groups say they have a real message too, one that's at least as important as what the candidate has to say. And the 527 groups themselves are not the only critics of McCain's bill. Other tax-exempt groups, 501c3 charities, 501c4 advocacy groups, and 501c6 business organizations are not covered by the campaign finance law, and they certainly don't want to disclose their donor lists or have contribution limits. McCain and his allies say the bill carefully protects 501c groups, and allegations to the contrary are a scare tactic. But Alaska Republican Ted Stevens made his own vow to set some limits on 501c charities.
I don't seek to regulate 501c3s. I just seek to prohibit them from being involved in the political process or hiring people who run 527s.
501c groups, most of them liberal but some conservative, are quickly organizing against McCain's bill. One of their advocates was invited to testify at yesterday's hearing. Democratic lawyer Robert Bauer warned the senators that even if 527 groups are reined in, political speech will always be unruly.
You'll find it in the 501c community, and without tipping the hand of myself or anybody else who's endeavoring to be professionally creative, there are other directions to be sure that people are actively considering as we speak.
And as the hearing ended, the audience, full of campaign finance experts, was abuzz with ideas about what those new directions for big money might be. Peter Overby, NPR News, The Capitol.